is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammie McCormick. President Trump has been working the phones again, hoping to end the war in Ukraine. Linda Kenyon reports he spoke to Ukraine's president for about an hour today.
On Truth Social, President Trump posted that a ceasefire, in his words, is very much on track. The president also said the call was to align both Russia and Ukraine in terms of their requests and needs. The call with Ukrainian President Zelensky follows a similar call between Trump and Russian President Putin, during which Putin had agreed to pause attacks on Ukraine's energy infrastructure. He did not agree to a 30-day ceasefire, something Zelensky did accept in previous talks with U.S. officials. Despite Putin's agreement, attacks against Ukrainian energy facilities did occur overnight. Linda Kenyon, CBS News, the White House.
Nina Khrushcheva is a professor of international affairs at the New School.
Clearly, Donald Trump is finally getting to the point that he understands this is not 24-hour resolution kind of war. This is just not going to happen, not going to happen that fast.
Israel has announced renewed ground operations in Gaza and issued a last warning to residents to return hostages and remove Hamas from power. Israel's been conducting the deadliest wave of airstrikes since the start of a truce in January. That's prompted anger from some Israelis worried about the hostages. The UN says one of its employees has been killed and several injured near a UN building in the center of Gaza. CBS's Remy Innocencio.
This compound is in Deir al-Bala in the central part of the strip. Those workers, we understand, are now getting treatment. What's notable is that the UN is not, at least right now, directly blaming the IDF for those deaths and that the circumstances are still unclear.
And we're just receiving word the Fed has decided to leave a benchmark interest rate unchanged for now. It could change that rate later this year, as it has said. The reasons could be changing, though. Tariffs, rapid cuts in government spending, and uncertainty. CBS's Jill Schlesinger.
They are seeking clarity about the direction of the economy. Specifically, the Fed is waiting to see whether or not the Trump tariffs will slow down economic growth or potentially create inflation.
Here's some good economic news. Egg prices are dropping. Christopher Cruz has that.
Wholesale prices have dropped because the number of bird flu outbreaks has declined, as has consumer demand. When will we start paying less? David Anderson is a professor of economics and business at Center College in Danville, Kentucky.
It does take time for the producers to come back online with hens.
Shoppers in areas where there are a lot of competing stores should see lower prices sooner than those who live in places where there are just a few grocery stores.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-206-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. The Racine Common Council meeting last night was gaveled in by Mayor Corey Mason, but quickly adjourned due to a lack of quorum.
We do not have a quorum, therefore we cannot conduct our business tonight, and I am forced by state law to declare this meeting adjourned.
The meeting's agenda included items like funding, planning, and a potential veto override. However, not enough council members were present to proceed. A wind advisory will be in effect for the area tonight through tomorrow morning. Gusts of up to 45 miles an hour are expected. We'll get a look at the forecast coming up. A police pursuit in Racine early this morning ended with two suspects in custody after a chase through town. The pursuit ended with spike strips near Bird and Becker. A male driver and a female passenger were reportedly arrested. Racine's Root River Parks have been added to Wisconsin's State Register of Historic Places. The parks, designed in the early 20th century, join other iconic structures on the list, like the Thomas P. Hardy House and the S.C. Johnson & Son Administration Building. The Oak Creek Common Council last night approved two ordinance changes, advancing plans for a potential Buc-ee's just north of the Racine County line. Despite opposition from nearby homeowners, the project is moving forward with another meeting scheduled for April. There's a potential opening in 2027 if approved. And WRJN will broadcast two state high school basketball tournament games featuring Racine teams this week. The Prairie School plays Bonduelle in Division 4 tomorrow at 6. Park faces Cedarburg Friday at 1. It's their first state appearance in over 60 years. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Badgers land in Denver. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Wisconsin Badgers men's basketball team landed in Denver to get ready for tomorrow's game against Montana. In their opening round of the NCAA tournament, head coach Greg Gard on how they looked in practice preparing for March Madness.
The juice we had today in practice, they understand. You turn the page, we learn from it, we know. Even if we won on Sunday, it doesn't change, right, what we have to do going forward.
NBA, the Bucks with another loss, 104-93 to Golden State. Milwaukee has struggled on offense now for the past week. Doc Rivers.
It's everything. We're missing shots, too, but we don't have the right space, and the ball's not moving. We're not attacking. We're not getting to the paint. I got a whole list, you know, but we got to do it, and I got to get them to do it. That's my job.
NFL, the Packers signed a free agent wide receiver. Mecole Hardman earned 3 Super Bowl rings in his time with the Kansas City Chiefs. He's agreed to a 1-year deal with Green Bay. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
Showers and some storms this afternoon with highs hitting 40. Winds become breezy tonight, prompting a wind advisory as they'll gust up to 50 miles per hour. As the rain flips to all snow this evening, it could create whiteout conditions with power outages possible. And snow accumulations could reach 3 inches. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 37 degrees at our studios.
Winter's day in a deep and dark December. I am alone, gazing from my window to the streets below on a freshly fallen silent shroud of snow. Friendship causes pain. It's laughter and it's loving I disdain. I am a rock. I am an island. Don't talk of love. Feelings that have died. If I never loved, I never would have cried. I am a rock. I am an island. I have my books and my poetry to protect me. In my room, I touch no one and no one touches me. I am a rock. I am an island.
And a rock feels no pain, and an island never cries.
We are Racine's home for local news and timeless hints, WRJN, and we're also home for the arts. Diane Carlson is here, Executive Director of the Racine Arts Council. And what are we highlighting today, Diane?
Well, this is a Racine Arts Council event itself, so I get real fired up talking about this one. This Saturday, March 22nd, our Art Seed Showcase, Creativity in Bloom, will offer a chance to see performances from, get ready, Racine Concert Band, Choral Art Society, Over Our Head Players, and Sweatshop Movement, all in one afternoon in the same place, and that's only part of the event. The Art Seed Showcase will also have presentations from Belief Survivors about their photo voice project, Racine Video Productions sharing their Animated Life 2 film, the Racine Zoo talking about their upcoming Vanishing Kingdom mural, the Poetry Movement explaining Poems on Buses project, and the Quarantine will be previewing their cozy mystery podcast series, Mansfield Mysteries. And that's still not all. Since the event takes place at the UW Parkside Rita, both the Mathis Gallery and Foundation Gallery will be open, and they are featuring the works of local artists and gallerists. This is a fundraiser for the Art Seed Grant Program, so it includes a silent auction with many unique and valuable art pieces. Plus, the day kicks off at 1:30 with free drop-in workshops with practicing arts professionals. You can ask any questions you have in a very small group or one-on-one informal setting. The full event runs from 1:30 to about 6. The free workshops are from 1:30 to 3, and the ticketed main event is from 3 to 6. The ticket proceeds will benefit the Art Seed Grant Program. Tickets are on our website at racineartscouncil.org on the Art Seed Showcase tab, and additional information is all over our Racine Arts Council Facebook page. Tickets will be available at the door, but we just recommend purchasing in advance so that check-in goes a lot faster.
And what's the website again?
RacineArtsCouncil.org on the Art Seed Showcase tab.
I have a feeling this is going to be a who's who in southeastern Wisconsin that day.
Ooh, I'm excited to meet some of the people who've already purchased tickets, because you're correct, with a whole lot of talent behind the scenes.
All right, very good. Again, the website is RacineArtsCouncil.org. There's Diane Carlson. I'm Kurt Vollman on WRJN.
It's the time of the season. When love runs high, in this time, give it to me easy, and let me try with pleasured hands
to take you in this time to
promised lands,
to show you everyone is the time of the season for love.
What's your name?
What's your name?
Who's your daddy?
Who's your daddy?
He rich. Is he rich like me? Has he taken
any time
to show? To show you what you need to live.
Tell it to me slowly.
Tell you. Rich like me, has he taken,
any time, to show,
you what you need to live,
tell it to me slowly,
tell you why,
I really want to know, it's the time of the season for love.
Acacia Park, Terracine's famous zoo. Local news and timeless hits.
Membership card to get inside.
local news, timeless hits, WRJN, and Milwaukee Brewers baseball back on the air with us this season. Our next preseason game is coming up this Sunday, March 23rd at 3 p.m. Brewers baseball brought to you this season by Lee's Deli, by Main Street Bakery, by Easy Mobility Solutions, by Ferraro's Pizza, Studebaker's Fuel and Food, and the Lanes on 20. See the entire schedule online at WRJN.com. Whether you're a seasoned pro or a new golfer, think beyond the green at X-Golf Kenosha. Experience world-class golf simulators in a lively setting with delicious food, top-notch service, and a full bar. Tee off on one of 50 renowned courses, fine-tune your swing at the driving range, take a lesson with their PGA Pro Ray, or join a league for some friendly competition. Need club repairs or re-gripping? They've got you covered. Book your tee time at xgolfkenosha.com and swing by the lounge off Highway 50 just west of Green Bay Road.
Opioid manufacturer Purdue Pharma's Political Action Committee donated to just one Wisconsin candidate in 2016. That candidate was extreme politician Judge Brad Schimmel. The company also gave money to a national Republican group whose PAC spent nearly $3 million on Schimmel's 2018 election. From the year 2000 to 2017, Wisconsin had over 7,500 opioid-related deaths. Democratic and Republican attorneys general from other states and 71 out of 72 counties filed lawsuits against Purdue Pharma. But Brad Schimmel refused to join them. Thousands of Wisconsinites died. Wisconsin people should always take priority over profits. Tell Judge Brad Schimmel to look out for Wisconsinites, not out-of-state drug companies. Call 262-548-7548. That's 262-548-7548. Paid for by Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
You still thinking job change in the new year?
Yeah, I need something that's in high demand and more stable in this economy.
IT?
Yeah, cybersecurity, maybe even AI.
That's what I did.
Really? How?
Went to My Computer Career. You don't need any prior experience, and you could start your new career in a matter of months. A lot of IT pros go to school there, too, to level up.
Sweet. Are classes online or on campus?
Both.
Wow, I'll check it out. Thanks.
Make this your year. Take the free career evaluation now at mycomputercareer.edu.
Financial aid is available for qualified students, including the GI Bill.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
With local news and now timeless hits, WRJN is all you need to keep up to date on news from Racine, Wisconsin and around the world. With Stuart J. Waddles in the Radio Park Newsroom and the statewide resources of the Civic Media Network and CBS, our commitment to keeping you informed is as strong as ever. For 98 years, Racine's source for local news and news from around the world. WRJN.
Since my baby left me, well, I found a new place to dwell. Well, it's down at the end of Lone Street, that heartbreak hotel where I'll be. I'll be just so lonely, baby. Well, I'm so lonely. I'll be just so lonely, I could die. Although it's always crowded, you still can find some room for broken-hearted lovers to cry there in the gloom. So I'll make you so lonely, baby. I'll make you so lonely. I'll make you so lonely. I'll make you die.
Man, the bellhop's tears keep flowing. The desk clerk's dressed in black. Well, they've been so long on the lonely street. They'll never, never look back. And make you so, I'll make you so lonely, baby. Well, they're so lonely. Well, they're so lonely. I'll make you die.
Well, if your baby leaves you, you've got a tale to tell. Well, just take a walk down Lonely Street to Heartbreak Hotel, where you will be, where you'll be so lonely, baby. Well, you'll be lonely. You'll be so lonely, you could die.
get so lonely, baby. Well, they're so lonely. They'll be so lonely, they could die.
From 1956, it's Elvis Presley, Heartbreak Hotel on WRJN. Now, the lyrics for that song were written by a steel guitar player from Nashville by the name of Tommy Durden. He was once a dishwasher repairman. He was inspired by a newspaper article about a man who killed himself and left behind a note saying only, "I walk a lonely street." Sounds familiar.
If I had told her that I loved her, she would have stayed till the nose went. But I guess she couldn't understand it when I said I wanna be your friend. Because a friend could never doubt you. I didn't lose her, 'cause you can't lose a friend you never had.
Come on now.
Because a friend won't say it's over and go out just for spite. And now I wonder what she's doing tonight. Oh yes, I wonder what she's doing tonight. We'll be right back.
Local News, Timeless Hits, WRJN, where you can listen to Paul Harvey and the rest of the story. That's right. The late Paul Harvey is back with archived episodes of the rest of the story, and it's all brought to you in part by Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha, 75th Street and 30th Avenue, Kenosha's tradition for stunning customized floral arrangements and more. All right, let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. All told, it lasted about 30 seconds. This was the entirety of the Racine City Council meeting last night, gaveled in by Mayor Corey Mason.
Good evening, everyone. The hour of 6 o'clock having arrived on this 18th of March. It's now my honor to call to order the City of Racine Common Council meeting. We do have a number of absences and vacancies that exist for tonight. State law does require that two-thirds of a governing body must be present to have a quorum. We are at 6 out of 15. We do not have a quorum, therefore we cannot conduct our business tonight, and I am forced by state law to declare this meeting adjourned.
There were big plans for the meeting, with an agenda that included funding, planning, and a possible override of a veto. It's not exactly clear why there were so many absences. The second district is vacant for the time being. The council needed a two-thirds majority to override the veto that dealt with who gets to appoint committee members, the mayor or the council president. A wind advisory kicks in tonight. It'll be in effect for the area through tomorrow morning. Gusts could hit up to 45 miles an hour. There's other weather to be aware of. We'll look at the latest in the forecast coming up. Pleasant Prairie's Plan Commission has given the green light to Eli Lilly's $3 billion expansion plan. The project will add manufacturing and warehouse space to the existing facility they acquired in April of last year. The expansion is expected to create 750 new jobs in Kenosha County. The first of two big basketball games for Racine is at 6 tomorrow. WRJN will broadcast the two games featuring Racine's teams in the state high school basketball tournament. First up is the Prairie School. They take on Bondwell in Division 4. On Friday, Park faces Cedarburg at 1. It's the first state appearance in over 60 years for the Panthers. The winners advance to the championship game on Saturday, which will also air on this station if the Racine teams get in. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Showers and some storms this afternoon with highs hitting 40. Winds become breezy tonight, prompting a wind advisory as they'll gust up to 50 miles per hour. As the rain flips to all snow this evening, it could create whiteout conditions with power outages possible. And snow accumulations could reach 3 inches. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlau. It's 37 degrees at our studios.
Where you are, no matter how far, just call my name. I'll be there in a hurry. On that you can depend and never worry.
Oh,
And we listened. Local news and timeless hits are back on WRJN. Well, a new survey finds that 38% of Americans did not read a single book last year. Tell me about it. I'm still waiting for the movie version of the dictionary.
Nobody's right if everybody's wrong. people speaking their minds are getting so much resistance from behind. Time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. What a field day for the heat. A thousand people in the street singing songs and a carrying signs. Mostly say hooray for our side. It's time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Your life, it will creep. It starts when you're always afraid. Step out of line, the man come and take you away. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. We better stop now. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. We better stop.
Local News, Timeless Hits, WRJN, where we are proud to be a sponsor of the Racine County Traffic Safety Commission's Stay Safe Racine County program. Every month, we're going to help promote expert guidelines for staying safe on our roads, and this month's focus is highway work zone safety. It's all brought to you by the Racine County Traffic Safety Commission and WRJN.
Looking for romance, saw Barbara Ann, so I thought I'd take a chance with Barbara Ann.
Yeah.
for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. We're also home to the Don Rosen Morning Show, and you're going to want to listen to Don tomorrow morning for Racine County Board Supervisor and Alder Melissa Caprillion. She'll discuss her candidacy for Racine's 5th Aldermatic District. That's coming up tomorrow morning on the Don Rosen Morning Show. Listen weekday morning 6 till 9 on WRJN.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day. Celebrate 2 years of Just Brew It in Union Grove, serving up your favorite beverages and treats. Spring is in the air, and so is the smell of fresh beverages. From handcrafted coffees to soul-soothing boba teas, each sip is a tale of a flavor and community, carefully curated to fuel your day. Go to WRJN.com, click on the Big Deals banner, and purchase $20 worth of gift certificates for just $10. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
Consider volunteering for the Senior Companion Program in Racine for all the right reasons.
I'm Bev Landerman. I'm from Racine. I have 93 years tucked away behind me. I'm soon to be 94.
I'm Nancy Johnson, and I'm from Racine. I am a volunteer, and I was home alone a lot. And I thought, you know, there's got to be people out there that are alone and want some company.
Oh, I look forward to having Nancy come to my house. She has become like a daughter and a sister, a little bit of everything, a good friend. Because I have a history background, I had fun encouraging her to redevelop her history background.
She has me reading books that are probably 900 pages I never would have done.
Learn how you can volunteer. Call the Senior Companion Program at 262-898-1941.
When the cold settles in, warm up with a bowl of homemade goodness from Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine. Try their rich and hearty chicken and dumpling, creamy spinach artichoke, bold cowboy stew, or classic chili, all made fresh and served in a warm bread bowl or on the side. Pair it with fresh pastry or hot coffee and make your day a little cozier. It's the perfect comfort food for chilly days. Follow Main Street Bakery on social media for all the daily specials. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
ZipRecruiter is the place. ZipRecruiter is the place for talented teachers, savvy software developers, and master mixologists. ZipRecruiter is the place where you meet all these people and more. That's because ZipRecruiter is the place for job seekers who are looking for new opportunities. In fact, ZipRecruiter helps 10 million people with their job search every day, so you can find the right candidates right away. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Listen this Friday on the Civic Media app and WRJN.com for State Boys Basketball semifinal action as Racine Park takes on Cedarburg.
Racine Park 71, Waterford 41. The Park Panthers advance to a state Division II semifinal game.
The winner of Friday's D2 semifinal moves on to Saturday's WIAA State Basketball Championship. Find it on the Civic Media app at WRJN at 1 p.m. Friday or at WRJN.com.
WRJN. I keep on dancing for Dirty Mama turns the jerk right now. Dancing on a shaky, shaky baby. Come on and show me how you work. Now you're in motion for Dirty Mama do the locomotion. Yeah. Dancing on a crowd, don't worry, keep my way. Shake his little perfect dance. Keep on dancing on a crowd.
98 years, WRJN has provided local news and now Timeless Hits 2. Coming up, CBS News at 3, and we'll check in with Stuart J. Waddles in the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom. Could see a little rain tonight, could even see a little snow, maybe up to an inch overnight tonight, and a low of 30. Tomorrow, maybe a little rain, maybe a little snow, mostly cloudy and 42, and Friday, partly sunny and 54.
Ooh, child, things are gonna get easier. Child, things will get brighter. Ooh, child, things are gonna get easier. Ooh, child, things will get brighter.
Someday, yeah, we'll put it together and we'll get it undone. Someday, when your head is much lighter. Of a beautiful sun. Someday when the world is much brighter.
Ooh, child, things are gonna be easier. Ooh, child, things will be brighter. Ooh, child, things are gonna be easier. Ooh, child, things will be brighter.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammy McCormick. The Federal Reserve is keeping interest rates where they are for now, but signaling it expects to cut rates two times this year. It has concerns about where the economy is going. Business reporter Jason Brooks.
The central bank's updated quarterly forecast is projecting U.S. GDP to grow 1.7% in 2025, down from a 2.1% forecast in December, while the Fed is also raising its unemployment projection for the year from 4.1 to 4.4%, and the Fed is also expecting slightly higher inflation.
President Trump spoke with Ukraine's president today about ending the war there with Russia. Linda Kenyon has some details about the call.
White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt says, among other things, the president decided